back in session at 10:53.
We are back in session. Again, we are continuing discussion on case 1921. Ms. Ashley Burton.
I make a motion to move this to a formal complaint, a formal hearing. Excuse me.
Second. And my reason for this is if we start removing people who made misstatements on their applications for the compact, under the compact, I believe that we'll get a greater response from the compact commission on policing what they're doing. And these people have not fulfilled what they are supposed to have done. They have made misstatements, and our duty is to protect the public in Arizona, and these people have exercised bad judgment in making misstatements on their applications. So, informal will just drag out the process.
I mean, to me, it states here that this person obtained her compact privilege by attesting to taking and passing the AZ law exam when she had not taken the exam. She failed the AZ law exam, and then she didn't register to retake the AZ law exam. To me, that's pretty cut and dry. She doesn't deserve a compact privilege.
I would not be in favor of a formal. I am inclined to go to an informal. This candidate has been at PTA since February of 2019, and she is, it sounds like, reliant on an agency to help her through this process. Not that that justifies the misrepresentation of the facts that she's taken the exam, but there's a huge, huge consequence, both to us financially and to her, with the formal process. So I would be in favor of an informal.
I agree with Madam Vice President.
But what's the end game for this?
The issue is this is a new thing for us. This is a new thing for at least this licensee. And, you know, before we rush to say this was an intentional misrepresentation, this is a mistake. It clearly was a mistake. But this could be remedied without the expense of a formal hearing.
You know, I don't understand. If I were applying for this and I took the AZ law exam and I failed, I would say, okay, for me to get this compact privilege, I need to take it again. Which she did not. That's pretty cut and dry.
But the reason she didn't take it is because she wasn't coming to Arizona anymore.
That's not the point.
Well, it is for this license.
No, it's not. Then she could just say, okay, write a letter, say, I failed it, I'm withdrawing my application.
But she already receives it. And so for this licensee,
she received it under false pretenses. She did not pass an acquired requirement.
But the reason she did not retake it is because she decided not to come to Arizona anymore.
However, the compact privilege remains active, and she could come tomorrow if she desired.
And I understand that. And so that's why I think we need to bring her in here and correct that, make sure she's properly compacted to provide services in Arizona.
I think it's saying, oh, it's okay if you lie, we'll give you one anyway.
I would just weigh in on that, echoing some of what's been said already. It's a varied process for multiple stakeholders. The most important of which are right now for us, the state of Arizona. And I think it's a stretch to assume an intentional lying on an application, especially a new process. I would support a formal hearing to have her come forward. I think we are going to have multiples of these. She's a new grad. Applying for licenses and different things in different states and different websites, reading the fine print. as far as checking boxes, especially if someone else is guiding you through it, just check that, just check that. So I just think that we bring her forward, and we're going to do this multiple times, I suspect, with multiple applicants, and helping them understand they cannot practice here until they actually meet the requirements. Because the system is flawed, and we'll address that later. But for right now, we have some people who have compact licenses in our state that have not met the requirements to actually have the privilege of practicing as physical therapy in our state.
They have the privilege.
They've been granted. That's what I'm saying. They have the privilege, but they do not have not met the requirements.
Absolutely, and that's what we need to remedy. I mean, there's two separate issues, the flawed system that they got the compact and what their status now. You know, their status now is they could come here and practice.
And I agree we need to remedy this. I think an informal hearing is the quickest and easiest way to remedy.
Just remember, we're going to set a precedent.
It's my hope that she'll participate. If we have a capacity we have available telephonically or somehow, and this can be explained and adjudicated in a fairly efficient manner.
Has she been noticed about the complaint that's...
Yeah, you have your response.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. You take the AZ law exam, you're notified that you didn't pass, but what's your next thing? You try to take it again. But she did not do.
If you want to be here.
Right.
Do we feel like we're ready to decide on the motion? Again, the motion is to move forward with an informal hearing.
No, move to a formal hearing is your motion on the table.
Excuse me, formal hearing. Thank you for clarifying that. Motion is for a formal.
Mr. Greer?
No.
Dr. King?
No.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
No.
Ms. Remick?
No.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
The motion fails.
I move that we move forward this to an informal hearing.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
No.
Motion passes. This will be moved to an informal hearing.
Okay, let's tackle 5B5, case 1922. Melissa Hubbard, PTA. Can we have a brief overview of this case?
Similar to the previous, 1922, Melissa Hubbard. Ms. Hubbard did not pass the AZ law exam prior to obtaining her compact privilege. This case is for your review.
Has she contacted Veronica to schedule the test as of today?
I don't know. There is somebody who has a test date scheduled for August. I can tell you as of last Wednesday, if she had not done so, she had not done so by that time. That we can check real quick, though.
I'll turn the mic over here.
Yeah, we'll check and see if she's done it.
So she attests that she did pass the exam.
In order to receive the compact privilege, you have to attest twice that you have taken and passed the AZ law exam.
Actually, it says complete.
I think it says completed, not taken and passed. She attested she had passed the exam.
No, she attested she completed.
Hold on.
The verbiage is that you have completed.
Hold on.
Under allegation.
But she didn't complete it.
Right.
But I don't think it's scheduled for today and passed.
She's scheduled for today. But if you will read in your investigative report on page, whatever page this is, and on page 2, if you would go up into the box that has been screenshot off the PT Compact website, it says in red, must be passed before applying for compact privilege. Not taken, not applied, passed.
But that's not what it says when you attest it.
Right, that's not the statement for the attestation.
the attestant says she's completed.
And I think both statements are available, or are part of the application process.
Correct.
Okay, so she is taking the test today?
Today.
Scheduled. Scheduled to take it today.
I move we submit to the informal hearing.
Discussion. So if she passes the exam today, what impact would that have for you?
I think we're going to bring her in here and ask her why she attests to completing the test before she took it. And there'll likely be a fine or other discipline, depending on her response.
Okay, any other discussion?
I think this is worse than somebody saying, oh yeah, I completed all my CEUs, and then they get audited and we find out they didn't complete any. I mean, this is just an out and out lie. And do we want this type of person practicing in Arizona?
You ready for the question?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So the motion is to move to an informal hearing, complaint 1922. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
No.
Motion passes.
Okay, we are now on 5B6, case 1923. Ms. Abie Oloyedi, PT. Can we have a brief review of the complaint?
Similar to the previous two, complaint 1923, she misrepresented passing the AZ Law exam when obtaining her compact privilege.
Has this licensee previously request licensure in Arizona?
Check. Let me get you her FSBPT. Yes. The answer is yes.
Let's see how far she got.
I believe she was a foreign
supervised clinical practice.
And she withdrew it because she didn't want to do the supervised clinical practice.
Go to notes. Go to.
That would be under applications,
yeah,
but I don't see
applications and looking at it.
There's none. No, zero apps.
I know, but would there be any notes there?
No, because there's no app.
So she started the process, but didn't actually complete the application.
Okay.
What does the note say? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I need to go back and compare these papers to
Okay. So she uploaded some items, but never filled out the application.
So she never filled out the application?
No.
Okay, so this person is scheduled to take the exam. Four months after testing,
yes.
Completion of obtaining her compact privilege. And 3 months after being notified by complaint 1923 that it was a violation of law, not to have taken the AZ Law exam. Pretty blatant.
I move we send this to an informal hearing.
Second. Any additional discussion?
Mr. Gerr?
Yes.
Dr. King?
No.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
No.
Motion passes.
Okay. For my record keeping, that is, we have completed the complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance section of the agenda. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So we are now moving on to number 6, board business and reports.
So the only item for discussion, as you may or may not be aware, the board has in the past accepted the aptitude for an online submittal of CEUs where we can check the CEUs electronically versus them printing it and mailing them to us. That service will no longer be available through the FSBPT in December of 2019. This particular company, CE Broker, has contacted us saying they would like to be such a depository for certificates and allow us to do the same process as the FSBPT allowed us to do. However, I would, in order for us to accept that, you as a board would vote to accept to allow CE Broker to be a vendor for such activities.
Is there a cost to the board?
I believe there is no cost to the board.
Is there any downside?
No, the upside is that we won't get bombarded with mail and paper if the system works well. I don't know the system. I haven't done the system myself to know how easy or non-easy it is to upload. I have not walked through any process from the jurisdiction standpoint to determine how easy it is for us to verify. So it's just information that I have received, and I brought it to you for review.
Would it be possible to pilot the program for board members or less to see what it actually is that we're saying?
I can certainly ask them to allow us to do that.
Okay, for a certain window of time?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any alternative programs that are offering some service?
My understanding is there's one other, I can't remember the name, but there's only one other commercial entity that allows for this depository of CEU's certificates. I think there's one more. Otherwise, there is nothing available.
So, Ms. Donahue, or Dr. Donahue, excuse me. So, do you know if the FSBPT is going to transfer the information they have to this company?
No. Mm-hmm. It's going to be lost in its entirety.
All right, thank you.
And isn't that as of December 31st?
Yes. It's going to be, they're just literally going to shut it off.
Is this company, the CE Broker, intending to use our emblem, seal, likeness, image, anything as per their advertisements? Do you know, should we concede to this agreement?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure why it would be required of them to do so, but I don't know.
No, they have a number of emblems listed by them, which I can't.
Yep. Yeah, these are the six states that currently utilize their services.
These are the states, the licensing boards.
Yes, that are currently participating in the use of their services for CE audits.
Florida. Is there a cost to the licensee, do you know?
I believe that there is no cost to the licensee.
And so would it be mandated participation then?
We do not mandate participation.
So we still might get a barrage of papers?
We usually, the majority generally come by paper. Probably had, and I remember we had a very small audit this year.
Yes.
And probably 10 of the 50 used the aptitude.
So we'll send it for them.
How do they make their money? It's a good question. I assume that they have other avenues, like they might accredited programs, or they might charge the TEU company to deposit their certificates in or something. I don't know their business arrangement, and I can certainly ask for any additional answers of questions that you might have.
Yeah, it'd probably be good for you to investigate this.
So see if we can try it and see if we like it.
Yeah.
Try first policy.
Is that a motion?
I don't think we need a motion.
No, you don't need a motion.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll take that information back to them and see if we can pick a couple board members, pilot it on both ends, and see if it's a reasonable process on both sides. I can tell you from the FSBPT standpoint that the uploading of documents was really not easy for the system, and they literally had two full-time people literally taking calls on how to do that. So we'll see how it all turns out.
Madam Vice President, members of the board, I would feel more comfortable if maybe Dr. Donahue would go ahead and test it rather than having board members actually generating and participating in this process and possibly
gaining more information about it than other board members, unless maybe you wanted to create a subcommittee. When you go ahead and also when you go ahead and take a look at your role, it's very broad as far as what means they can go ahead. Licensees can present this information. So this would just be one means, one electronic means. And also, there would be no contract that the state would sign with this entity. Is that true?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Just to clarify.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be part of this subcommittee if you decide to go there.
Are we agendized to form a subcommittee?
I don't think we are. That would
we can be. Do that. Do you want to do that? We can do that in the August meeting if you're interested.
Is there any time pressure to get this?
Nope. We don't do audits again until September 2020.
I would just like to note that because of the new statute regarding PTAs and CEUs, I think the resource would be could potentially be helpful to a part of our profession that's not used to tracking their CEUs for renewal. So I would like to see it agendized if at all possible and maybe take a really good look at it as a resource for the PTAs.
I agree with that.
So we're going to agendize to form a subcommittee to really look at the options for electronic submission.
But in the meantime, can we get further information about the work plans and stuff like that?
I'm happy to help with that as well.
Okay. Call to the public. I don't have any additional speaker slips. It doesn't appear that anyone is ready to comment. Okay.
Do we want to put some things on the agenda?
So what I have moving forward to the agenda is the discussion of the subcommittee. Is there anything else that you would like agendized?
I was going to say, would this be the time to discuss or at least discuss the opportunity to agendize looking at the process for verification of jurisprudence exam prior to being awarded a compact privilege? And whatever way you need to word
so
that.
So we can agendize the compact privilege and then we can discuss everything underneath that.
Excellent.
How about that?
Get it. Thank you.
And we'll do that for the August meeting?
Excellent.
Also, I'd like to, as the legislative session gets underway, I'd like to talk about possibly a non-disciplinary monitoring program for the board, akin to the monitoring programs by other district boards. I don't know if it makes financial sense for us to participate into that arena or not, but.
I don't think that's possible. You can just identify it for future agenda.
Do you want it as an agendized discussion point for non-disciplinary program for?
For monitoring.
Yes, substance abuse monitoring.
Non-disciplinary confidential treatment program, which is like that.
We could agendize it.
My only other question, or I guess point of question, honestly, is there was a significant amount of discussion at recent leadership issues forum regarding the board's involvement in social media as a means to communicate with their constituents. So wasn't sure if we have that, if there's rules or laws against us having a social media presence or a means of communication.
I'm gonna go right to you.
I'm looking at right at you. It's not on your agenda.
No. I'm asking about potentially putting it on the agenda. If you want to identify that as an agenda item.
We were going to have so much fun in August. So social media, board social media discussion.
Yes.
Okay, so we have four items that we'll agendize for discussion at the August meeting. Any other things that you would like to agendize for discussion?
We have three board members that are going to be attending the training program in Virginia. I don't know if you want us to report back on that.
Okay. Is that before or after? That's after a meeting. That's
before
our
meeting.
And then, Ms. King, did you want to have an agendized item to talk about the previous leadership meeting?
Yes.
Okay. please plan on being here all day on August 27th, okay?
Just get rooms.
Yeah.
And we invite you guys to come back for that one.
Six agenda items, right? From board position.
Now we have six agenda items.
Six additional. Okay, so, and to clarify again, nothing from the public?
Nothing
from the public? Excellent, let's adjourn the meeting.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second motion and a second.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Destio?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
At 11:18.
At 11:18.
Thank you.